For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with the name you know. We interviewed him in Lexington, Kentucky right before the pandemic. But now, man, things have changed. He's back in the tag team division, has a huge tag team title match on July 17th at Impact Slammiversary, along with Rich Swann taking on Violent by Design, TJP and Falaba, and the Good Brothers. We got Willie Mack. Willie, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good so far, man. Just chilling, relaxing, getting amped up for the show.
I mean, getting amped up for the show, fans are back. How does that make you feel?
It made me feel good. Been like a year and some change, and not being in front of real folks, just the empty arena, kind of sucks. But getting back out in there, getting the bask and the ambiance and all that great stuff, you never realize how much you miss fans until they ain't there. Well, they back. We going to have entertainment for them.
What did the pandemic era teach you? Like, were there any things that not having an audience that maybe you picked up on, or you added to your game, or you improved on that you wouldn't have been otherwise? Or, like how was that for you?
It was different, but it taught me how to, like, a bunch of us how to work around with not having people around, because, like, we feed off of people with energy and get us hyped up to do, like, the next move or whatever we're doing. But without them there, you had to figure out a way to get yourself hyped up and carry you through, like, some of those 20 to 30-minute matches.
So, as I mentioned, Slammiversary, yourself, Rich Swann, you're back together, and I remember the last time I spoke to you, it was in Lexington, and Rich Swann was out with a pretty debilitating injury, and you were like, there's always going to be love there, he's always going to be my friend, but you weren't sure if you all would eventually team up again. What led to this personally, and how do you feel? I mean, since then, he's become Impact World Champion at one point.
Well, you always return to what you know it, like, you always go back home, so even though we were split apart doing our own singles thingies, we knew at some point we was going to come back together and get some unfinished business done. Because, you know, last time me and him was going for the titles at Hard to Kill, he got injured around that time, so here we go full circle like a year later and trying to capitalize on that opportunity.
And, I mean, it is a big opportunity. We've seen Good Brothers pop up a little bit everywhere, and you're no stranger to that. I remember at one point, even though you all had filmed Lucha Underground like a year before that, you were on Lucha Underground, you were doing stuff with NWA, Ring of Honor,
yep,
and Impact all at the same time. Now that you see some of these doors being knocked down, how does that make you feel as a person who has balanced that in the past?
Well, it's cool to see everybody working together and all these opportunities popping up. Like you said, I was one of the first. It was weird, like, looking up, seeing me on Wednesday night on Lucha Underground, then, like, Friday, Saturday, seeing me on an NWA ROH show, and then at a pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling. I was like, wait, there's only one more place he could go, but what, can he do it? I'm like, nah. But, yeah, it's great to see things like that happen. Hopefully, since people are coming back to shows, it doesn't close up the relationships, you know what I mean? Because that would suck.
Is there anywhere specifically that you look at and you're like, man, I'd like to do an appearance there?
Oh, there's plenty of places. New Japan, AEW, ROH again. Just like anything to see, like, because it's always, you know, you're going to have like some of the same people, but some folks you ain't never tangled up with, and you'll get the chance to have these once. First time meetings and stuff like that, so I like to get a couple of those out of the way.
So that period that I mentioned where you're working like four different places, how was that for you to balance? Like, as far, because I mean, obviously Impact offered you the contract, that's where you wanted to be, you've been there ever since. How was that for you to balance? Were you getting contract offers from multiple places? Like, how was that working?
I don't know, it's just some stuff that happened. Like, I was just going out doing my own thing at the time because Lucha Underground, I was there and we was off. And so I could take bookings in between, so I just did my own thing until finally somebody finally got me down and was like, all right, we want to lock you down for a minute. I'm like, okay, I'm down for that. Better be talking some good stuff, though, and some good matches.
So it's interesting to see how versatile you've been there, because a lot of these places have different filming styles, different wrestling styles, any number of things that set them apart. How would you compare wrestling on TV for each of those places? Because some of them are same, and some of them seem like they'd be different.
Well, that's what the name professional wrestler comes into play. I got to be professional. And as long as I know how to do some wrestling, it don't matter. Because I know what a hard cam is. I know what a four Roman cameras is. And I know what a jib cam is. So as long as you know that and you know your crowd, like if you're in New York, you know they're going to be rowdy. If you're in California, you know they're going to be ready for anything. If you're down south, you know they like to take it a little slow. Just be prepared for it.
And we had mentioned, like, things are opening up, things are changing. We saw you do, I think, if probably a lot less independent events during the pandemic. Was that a concentrated effort on your part, or was it more just, you know, you were kind of surveying the world, or maybe things weren't available at that point?
Oh, no, I stayed myself in the house during that pandemic thing. I was like, hell no, I ain't about to go outside and do nothing stupid.
I mean, that's a responsible thing. I mean, that's smart of you.
Yeah, especially since I know I got to go out there and wrestle with other people and have, like, contact with them. I don't want to get them, like, sick or nothing. And have, like, incomes get stopped and everything like that on families getting the food and stuff. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to stay in the house. And then once it got a little bit calmed down, that's when I was like, all right, we can go do the shows and, yeah, take it little by little, hopefully.
So, I've noticed you're a mouth guard guy. I'm a mouth guard guy. Always, like, I even train with mine in, like, doing bumps or anything like that. What made you decide to start wrestling with a mouth guard in?
Well, my fifth or sixth match in the business, somebody did a tope suicida on me. And somehow my face didn't touch the ground, but I put my middle finger up against in between my teeth, and a whole layer of my teeth was in my finger. I'm like, how? My face didn't even hit the ground. So from that day forward, I said, no more. I'm wearing a mouth guard. I don't care. I like my teeth.
How does that affect, like, does it affect your breathing? Does it affect anything? I mean, it's got to be a net positive because you still do it. And not that many people do it. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I am surprised because, like, when you don't have it in there, it's kind of scary. Like, I'll freak out, like, before my matches. Like, if I, like, go out and don't realize I don't have my mouthpiece here, because it'll be, like, a little trip. But it doesn't really affect my breathing because I mold mine like how you're supposed to, like, put it in some hot water and mold it to your teeth. So it'll stay up in there. So, yeah, I got it down to a good little formula.
So we mentioned Slammiversary. You got four categorically different teams. Yourself and Rich Swann, TJP and Fall Aba, Violence by Design, the Good Brothers. Now, one of the things that makes you such a popular wrestler is your ability to adapt. I mean, you're adapting to any style, any type of thing. It's never out of your depth. What are you looking at?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
For each one of these people, like do you prepare differently? Is there anybody specifically in this match you're excited to mix it up with?
Well, I go into every match the same with an open brain. Because it's like, if you over-prepare, then you got to worry about the other three people. But, like, if you go in and just be ready for anything, it ain't nothing just to fail. But a few people I probably would like to mix it up with. You know, I like to mix it up with the big dude.
Yeah.
So, of course, Gallo, Big Joe Doring, and Fala Bizarre.
So I'm always
those some people.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, those some people I like to tangle it up with.
And, I mean, Slammiversary isn't just the only thing with fans coming back. The tapings in general, I mean, I know that those taping schedules can be brutal. I mean, they can be constant, they can be long, and you're packing a lot of stuff in there. How do you look for that to change or adjust now with fans? Because, maybe the schedule will adjust a little bit?
Well, maybe, who knows? We'll have to wait and see and find out because, yeah, after the TV days is hella long, and they usually try to pack a lot down there, so we have to be ready, like, oh, you got 2 matches. Oh, you got 3 today. Oh, you got this. And it might change up, but who knows until it happens.
I like to do a segment on here. It's the opposite of what we see online. A lot of times people have those YouTube videos and it says, like, Willie Mack shoots hard on somebody, where you're saying something mean. We like to ask people to shoot softly. So I'm going to ask you to say something nice about each person I bring up. That sound good?
I could try.
We'll start with a guy who you teamed up with a few months back, Chris Sabin.
Oh, Chris Sabin is one of the coolest dudes ever. I met him back in the day at PWG as a fan, told him how much I loved his work, and then years later, I ended up getting on the same shows as him and working with him side by side, closely in Impact. So he's a cool-ass dude, and he never ages. He's like Keanu Reeves and Will Smith. He's a vampire.
A guy that you came to know Johnny Swinger.
Yeah. Johnny Swinger's play, yeah, his heart is in the right place. But he's this old dude stuck in the past. But he's still popular with the fans somehow. He's got his own palace. He's making money that he ain't spending somehow. I don't see how you don't spend a big old wad of money. But he's a good dude, good brother, and smells like hot stuff.
A guy who has been really taking the wrestling world by storm in Impact Wrestling, Josh Alexander. He's had some breakout performances lately.
Yep. Josh Alexander's pretty cool. Bald-headed dude from Canada. I wrestled twice. And, yeah, he came a long way. Actually, he hasn't come a long way. He's finally getting noticed, but this dude has been awesome since the first time I met him. Even though at the Melrose Ballroom, I was upstairs taking me a dumpster, and he forgot to knock on the door, and there I am just looking him straight in his eyes, and he opened the door, and I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh, my God. Did he sell for it? Like, how did he react?
Well, he reacted the normal way, I guess, even though, because I guess the bathroom door doesn't lock up there. I swear I locked it. And he was like, why are you up there taking a dump with the door unlocked? I'm like, I didn't. I locked it. And I hear somebody yelling from across the room, yeah, that door doesn't lock.
Oh, have things been weird for you all ever since?
I'll bring it up every once in a while just to see him crack a smile.
Oh, man. We'll end this segment with a woman who just made her return to Impact Wrestling, Taylor Wilde. She took a bunch of years off and came back and looked great.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. She came back after all that time and doesn't look like she lost a step. And hopefully we see her back in that title picture one more time. And then she'll make history after taking how many years off?
Got like a decade off. I mean, she was going to come back last year, but the pandemic prevented it. So I assume she just spent the whole year training.
Yeah, you take 10 years off and come back and look the same, it's not better.
It looked like somebody, like when they put a YouTube video on and they put the speed at like 1.5, like she was so fast in the ring after taking so long off. You mentioned the title picture. Your partner Rich Swann has achieved that. Like, what are your goals there? I mean, obviously the Impact World title's got to be something that you want to go after.
No, hell yeah. That's what everybody in wrestling wants to be, is the world champion, like the main top dude, the face of the company. And I hope one day, once I get old enough and have some kids or something, grandkids, you can look back at a video vote and be like, hey, your pops was the world champion of this place. And they'll be like, oh, that's cool, granddad. Oh, we don't care, daddy. Stuff like that, so... Yeah, I'm trying to get as many championships and have many memories with me and Rich as possible.
So as we wrap up, in doing my research, I found an interesting match that you were in 2010, and I hope you remember it. It was a 159-man battle royal. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, at the AWS
yes.
Arena. Yeah, Frankenstein.
How does that come together? How do you even put it together? Like, I'm so interested in this.
I don't know. You don't put it together. Kind of, it just happens. Because it was like a three rings. Actually, yeah, it was three rings. And the funniest thing happened, like, the promoter was like, I think, number 150. And as soon as he got in the ring and punched somebody, one of the rings broke.
Oh.
Like, the middle ring broke. So a lot of us powdered out to the secondary rings, like on the opposite sides of the middle. You never see so many people scatter and take the tumble roll.
There were some interesting names in there, like Scorpio Sky was in there and you were in there. I remember I posted a tweet about it and like three people that were in that match were like, yeah, I was in that.
Yep. Scorpio Sky, the Awesome Plague. The Disco Machine.
Baby Slim was in that. I remember watching him all the time.
I think Alcatraz was in it and Aaron Aguilera at some point.
Oh, yeah. So, like, when you're doing that, do they just say, hey, eliminate yourself whenever you want? Like, how do you even work that out?
I have no clue how that happened because I was just happy to be a part of it. It was the craziest thing ever, but I was like, all right, I ain't touching too many people. I'm just going to stay around and get the hell out because that's a lot of bodies moving around in the ring.
Well, you're also...
I think one was like a 20, one was an 18, and one was a 16.
So there was like three different size rings.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and we end up having to go to the 16 and the 18 because the 20 is the one that broke in the middle.
That is wild. That is wild. Well, there's going to be a lot of bodies flying around at Slammiversary. Four-way tag team title match. Willie Mack is a part of that. Willie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on again. Yay. Two-time guest, I think.
Yeah, you are. You are. Hopefully next time it's in person now that the world is opening up again. But, guys, check it out. Slammiversary, July 17th. Willie Mack, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.